بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: طوبى لمن تواضع في غير منقصة وذل في نفسه من غير مسألة وأنفق مالا جمعه في غير معصية ورحم أهل الذل والمسكنة وخالط أهل الفقه والحكمة إلى آخر الحديث. أو كما قال عليه السلام: صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين وشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us recite درود شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، respected elders and dear brothers, I have recited a narration which starts off with the words of good news or glad tidings. And we are living in such times that we are in need of good news. We are in need of glad tidings. There's a lot of bad news that dominates the headlines and our conversations all the time. We are in need of good news. We need this glad tidings. And actually this is an Arabic word, Tuba, which means glad tidings, good news. This is a word that Allah Rabbul Izzat uses in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat which I recited, Alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati tuba lahum wa husnu ma'ab. Allah speaks about glad tidings, good news. And this narration that I mentioned also starts off with the word tuba. One meaning of tuba is, as I'm explaining, good news, glad tiding. But it also has another meaning. It refers to a tree in Jannah. There is a tree in Jannah that is called tuba. And it is actually for those people who are able to acquire those glad tidings in this world from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for them, there will be a tree in Jannah that will be called Tuba. And a very beautiful description is given of that tree in Jannah. The circumference of the shadow or the shade of that tree is over 100 years in which a fast rider will ride. That is how huge the tree is. And the clothing of the people of Jannah will be found in those trees of Jannah, in the Tuba tree. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us Tuba in the hereafter, and may Allah grant us Tuba in this world, good news, glad tidings. And these glad tidings are for who? Glad tidings for people who have certain attributes and qualities. So in this narration, 10 such attributes and qualities have been mentioned. And the people who acquire these qualities, for them, there is glad tidings and good news. And these are such beautiful, amazing qualities that it will transform a human being into a very refined person. A wonderful person, an excellent human being. And when we have excellent human beings around us, then we have a wonderful society. We have a good society. And everybody wishes to live in a good society, in a good community where there are good people. Because in those communities you will find love, kindness, compassion, sympathy, feelings, unity. All of these beautiful attributes are found in those good communities. And everybody would love to be living in such a community. This is the type of community that existed in Medina at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and later the Khulafa Rashideen, the righteous successors and the Khulafa, that this kind of environment prevailed there in Medina. And this is the ideal and the role model community that every community around the world should aspire to establish. May Allah Ta'ala establish these communities along the length and breadth of our country and around the world. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make this community one of those model communities in which all of these kind of qualities are prevalent, these attributes are found, of love, of compassion, of sympathy, of empathy, of assistance to each other, of mutual feelings, of unity. Because if we create this kind of communities, Allah's rahmah and mercy and Allah's favors are upon such a community. MashaAllah, this masjid, what a beautiful name, Masjidul Rahman, the Masjid of Rahman. And Rahman is that attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in which we find mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the attribute of mercy should be dominant in the musallis of Masjidul Rahman, because the hadith states very clearly that Ar-Rahimun Yarhamum Ar-Rahman Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who have the quality of mercy, then Ar-Rahman, Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, will have mercy upon them. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fil sama. Have mercy on the people of the people of the earth, and the one above will have mercy upon you. So when we develop these kind of communities, the rahmah and the mercy and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envelops those communities. And this will come about, my dear brothers, first by individuals starting to make the change. When we as individuals develop the qualities, then collectively this will be found in the community. Because if everyone adopts the qualities, then automatically the community will have these qualities. But if we expect the next person, that others must change, and others must become better, and others must improve, but I'll remain how I am, then we are not going to find that change that we are looking for. So let us, inshallah, strive to develop these beautiful attributes and qualities that have been mentioned in this particular narration. Obviously, there are 10 qualities mentioned, and I've got 10 minutes. So, obviously, in this 10 minutes, I will not be able to do justice in explaining, because each of these qualities will probably require 10 minutes each to explain. So, let's not go into too much of detail. But let me at least touch on some, if not most, of these qualities in the limited time that I have in front of me, with all of us making the intention that may Allah bring these qualities into us. Me, as the speaker, I need it more first than everyone else, and then the audience, the listeners, may Allah bring these qualities into us. Then we will be deserving of that glad tidings that have been mentioned. So the words are tuba, glad tidings, for the people who have these 10 qualities. The first quality, liman tawada'a min ghayri manqasatin wa dhalla fi nafsihi min ghayri mas'alatin. The person, the glad tidings, the first quality, for the person who has the quality of humility. A lot of emphasis in Islam on the quality of humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Holy Quran. Beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions it so many times. And this was what was found in his own life, his seerah, and his illustrious companions, and all the great people of the ummah. Because it is the antithesis of pride. And pride is what was found in shaitan. Pride is what was found in Firaun. Pride was what was found in Namrud. Pride is what was found in Qarun. Pride is what was found in Haman and Shaddad. Pride is what was found in Ad and Thamud. Pride is what was found in Quraysh and the leaders of the Quraysh. And the opposite is what is found in those who are the beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first quality that is mentioned here is the quality of humility, humbleness. But such humility that it doesn't lead to a point of, inferiority. complex. You shouldn't have an inferiority complex, but neither should you have a superiority complex. Humility is the middle path between the two. One is a person has an inferiority complex, he's got no self-confidence and so on. That is undesirable. One is a person has a superiority complex. They say a person has got eye problems. One is the eye, this eye here. But the person has got an eye problem, which specialist is going to put him right now? So, humility, the first quality. I'm just going to run through it, my dear brothers, as briefly and as quickly as possible. The second quality, وَأَنْفَقَ مَالًا جَمَعَهُ فِي غَيْرِ مَعْصِيَةٍ. The second quality is that he spends that wealth which he accumulates. He spends it in good causes. He does not spend it in sin and transgression. Whatever Allah has given him, what he has earned, he does not abuse that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spending it in avenues of sin and transgression and extravagance and so on. That he is one who uses that wealth wisely and he invests it intelligently for his worldly needs and also for the needs of the hereafter. So he does not spend his wealth in acts of transgression and sin, for example, gambling or, you know, womanizing or whatever other vices people use their wealth to in avenues of sin. May Allah protect us from such forms of spending. The third quality that have been mentioned here, wa rahima ahla dhulli wal maskana, that he's a person of mercy. And that's exactly what I mentioned about Masjidul Rahman, that we have this quality of rahma, mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is arhamur rahimin, one who is most merciful upon his servants. And Allah's beloved messenger, he is rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy unto the universe. And we are the believers, we are supposed to be ahlul rahma, the people of mercy, and we should show mercy to the people around us, especially the downtrodden, ahlul dhulli wal maskana, the downtrodden, the underprivileged, the needy, the indigent. These kind of people should be the recipients of our mercy, and obviously the form of that is through doing social work, welfare work, humanitarian work, relief work, assisting the people around us. This is our investment for akhirah, undoubtedly, but it is also a form of investment in this world, that through that we establish the fact that we are a source of benefit for the people around us. We are a source of rahmah. And wherever Muslims have gone and they have shown and demonstrated and displayed that they are mercy unto the communities in which they are living, people loved them, people respected them, people protected them in difficult times, because they said these are well-wishers, these are benefactors, these are good people, and so on. The fourth quality that has been mentioned here is وَخَالَتَ أَهْلَ الْفِقْهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Glad tidings now again for the people who possess these 10 attributes. The fourth attribute is this, that a person who keeps company with the Ahlul Fiqhi wal Hikmah. He keeps company with the learned people. He keeps company with the scholars. He keeps company with the people of wisdom. He keeps company with people of Hikmah. When he keeps company with them, Allah will imbue him with the quality of Hikmah, wisdom. And wisdom is such a great quality, my dear brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises wisdom in the Quran. يُؤْتِ الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives hikmah to whomsoever he desires. And the one who has been given hikmah, he has been given a lot of good. Abundance of good has been given to him. May Allah ta'ala make us people of hikmah, and to live and work and be in the company of people of hikmah. Hikmah is what is required in our times, to take a wise approach, to take a careful, thoughtful approach to matters. Hikmah is required in our personal life, in our family life, how we deal within our family, how we resolve issues in our family. It requires hikmah. If you don't have hikmah, then you're going to use kikmah. And kikmah, I'm just using a pun here, that it's basically, you're going to break things then. You need hikmah to keep a family united. You need hikmah. To keep a marriage, you need hikmah. To keep a community united, you need hikmah. To move forward in our goals and objectives, we need hikmah. So may Allah Ta'ala make us from the people of hikmah and grant us the quality of hikmah. Unfortunately, time has run out. So the balance, inshallah, we shall see on some other occasion with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I want to end off, my dear friends, on a note that we are living in tough times. We're living in difficult times, but we should not lose hope and we should not become despondent. Look, Allah and Allah's Nabi is giving us glad tidings. They're giving us good news. And this is not the good news of some politician that is just to garner some support, but this is real, genuine good news. So in these times, we make dua for all those who are ill. A lot of people are sick. People are in hospitals, ICU and so on. May Allah grant them all complete shifa. Those who have terminal illnesses or they have chronic conditions, may Allah grant them afia and good health. There's crime around us. May Allah give us safety and protection. A lot of kidnappings and hijackings and so on. Those that have been taken away, may Allah return them safely to their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy in the tough economic climate that we are in at this point in time. May Allah make it easy for us in these tough economic times. Allah give barakah in our risk. Allah remove, take away our debts. May free us from debts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to keep our heads above the water in these tough times. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us safety, afia, goodness, protection in this beautiful country of ours. Grant us a better future and inshallah a more prosperous future. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah ahsanu jaza to our respected ustad, senior and elder, Hazrat Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahib, hafidhahullah. Mufti Sahib is a personality who doesn't need much of an introduction. Alhamdulillah, doing sterling and excellent work. The Amir of Darul Ihsan, which is based currently in Sikau Lake with many other branches around, alhamdulillah, which has officially started as a small humanitarian organization in the year 2000 and has grown in numbers and grown, alhamdulillah, providing, as Mufti Sahib has mentioned, welfare, social development, various aspects, providing and looking after the needs of the underprivileged, the poor and the needy in that area, alhamdulillah, providing counseling, ulama development, other development programs. If you just go onto their website, you will see the amazing work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking out from Mufti Sahib and his organization. May Allah take them from strength to strength, inshallah. May Allah bless Mufti Sahib in his age, in his ilm, in his umar, inshallah, and continue to use him. In fact, Muhammad Bhai Dokra just mentioned to me now before the program that Mufti Sahib was also the inspiration of them starting Mission of Mercy, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, what an amazing point. And look at where Mission of Mercy is gone today, alhamdulillah, providing and looking after the needs of the underprivileged and the needy. And on that note, alhamdulillah, the very same premises from where they are operating currently in Albertville, alhamdulillah, there is a masjid being constructed. Subhanallah, it brings so much of joy. Like Mufti Sahib has mentioned, our masjid is Masjid al-Rahmah, and their place is called Bayt al-Rahmah, Allahu Akbar, the house of mercy. So we have mercy all around us, alhamdulillah. May Allah make us a community of mercy, inshallah, looking after the needs of one another. The masjid is already under construction, alhamdulillah, the brickwork has been already up, alhamdulillah. Today's collection will be for that purpose. And one of the points that Mufti Sahib had alluded to from the 10 beautiful qualities is that we have to come and finish this bayan, inshallah. We invite Mufti Sahib to come and give us the remaining of the points as soon as he is available, inshallah. Inshallah. So we request Mufti Sahib to come through, inshallah. One of the points that he's mentioned is that person who spends his wealth in avenues that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I cannot find words to encapsulate where better than to spend our wealth in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until that masjid is there, there will be numerous activities that will be taking place. Namaz, salah, tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, masjid, madrasa. And imagine me and you will be accruing the benefits, inshallah, even after we have left this world. Subhanallah. So what a great opportunity. So many houses of Allah is been coming up in our small vicinity here in Greenside. More and more people will be attracted to the masjid. More and more people will be reading salah, inshallah. So we humbly request brothers to, inshallah, open their hearts and their wallets, inshallah. We have the debit facility. We have the credit facility. The card facility is also available, inshallah, brothers. Let us open our hearts to this, inshallah, momentous occasion, inshallah. We make dua Allah, make us see the completion of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that happy occasion. And once again, jazakumullahu ahsanul jaza to Mufti Zubair Bayyad sir for those stirring and valuable advices.
See, the good news is the money is there for the project. Bad news, it's in the pocket and in the account. Now let's do the EFTs and transfers. Inshallah, it will get done.
الحمد لله الحمد لله القائل وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم فنحمد حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمد الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يخبطه الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الراحمون يرحمهم الرحمن تبارك وتعالى ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من تواضع لله رفعه الله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من بنى لله مسجدا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة أو كما قال عليه السلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نعمد ونستعين ونستغفر ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضوان الله تعالى عنهم وأن سائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين واقض الدين عن المدينين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم وفقنا ووفق المسلمين لما تحب وترضى اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين يا رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
Brothers, please ensure that our lines are absolutely straight and we are standing shoulder to shoulder with no empty gaps or spaces in between. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنب الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa lana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa lana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا حلالا طيبا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك من سواك. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.